Well, this morning we're going to continue talking about National FFA Week. This morning we have Haley Woolham with us. Haley is the FFA instructor at the CAM schools. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.
Is FFA Week a big deal in the CAM school district?
It is a very big deal. I'd almost compare it to Homecoming Week. We have dress-up days. All the kids participate. They have a really good time with it. They have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys have a kind of a long tradition of doing lots of fun things during FFA Week, so you kind of have to live up to that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Talk a little bit about FFA in the CAM School District. Do you have a lot of kids involved in the program?
Actively, I have, including out-of-school members, I have around 80-some members that are in. All participate in some way or another, whether it's with fruit sales, showing at the fair, being a chapter officer for me, helping with our FFA breakfast that we have during National FFA Week, just doing things like with different organizations that ask us to help. So I have all members that help out with FFA chapter in some way.
Wow, yeah, 80 members in a district the size of CAM. That's a pretty good percentage of kids.
Yes, we have, it's the largest organization in our school, so it's pretty cool.
Wow, well that's got to be, percentage-wise, that's got to be better than a lot of big schools.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you get so many kids involved?
Actually, a lot of the credit, being my first year, I would go credit Mr. Miller, Gary Miller, for doing that. He started a great tradition here, and I've just been able to continue that tradition. And the kids around here are great, and they want to be involved in as much as they can. So that helps out a lot.
Do you have to do a lot of recruiting of the students in the school to get them involved in the program?
Actually, the students do a good job of recruiting for me. You know, they see, other students see the stuff that we do through FFA, and the kids like, wow, that looks like fun. So they'll kind of recruit themselves. Like, they see what we're doing, and they want to be a part of it. We do a great job with our middle school program of having our high school members go down and talk to them and tell them what the FFA offers for them in the high school. So when they get to be freshmen, they want to be involved in it.
So you don't leave any stones unturned.
I try not to.
Get the young people involved right away.
Yes.
Well, they see so much of what goes on at different times anyway, in school, during County Fair Week. I mean, there are so many different activities and things that you have a chance to see and experience through FFA, because it's, I don't want to make it sound like it's so much better than a lot of the different things that you can do in school, but it's so much different than a lot of the other experiences.
Yes, it's very different. We always have the opportunity to go to national convention, state convention, different life-size judging events that are in and out of state. So the kids have a good opportunity to meet a lot of different kids that are in the same boat as they are, doing the same thing they are, that they all have a passion for.
When you get a student that comes in as a freshman to be a part of the FFA program, do they typically grade right out? Do they go all the way through?
Yes, actually, I'll even maybe pick up a few. So the freshmen will talk to their freshman classmates. And by the time they're sophomores, I might even have a few more that join. So most of the time I have four. Even now we are adding an eighth grade chapter, so I'll even have 4 or 5 years of kids that are committed the whole time through eighth through senior year.
Is that unusual to have an eighth grade chapter?
It's not super unusual. They're allowed to participate in like state and county fair, like showing for eighth grade, but we have a really good size eighth grade. We have 16 members this year for our eighth grade chapter, so not a lot of schools have as many eighth graders as we do, so it's really cool to see the younger kids starting to get involved.
So is that something you're responsible for, even though you're in the high school?
Last year, Gary Miller and I kind of had roles reversed. I would go down to middle school and do it, so I kind of started recruiting last year, and he's kind of taken that part over this year, and he does a great job for me down at the middle school with the kids and getting them involved in everything that we do up here at the high school.
How important, Haley, is parental involvement? How important are the parents in getting kids involved and engaged in FFA?
The parents play a huge role. Just like anything else, FFA takes a lot of time, and the parents usually are in charge of getting their kids to and from places. So it's huge that the parents help, and I have a great set of parents, just like their kids, that are willing to help me with anything I need and get the kids where they need to be when they need to be here. So the parents I'm very thankful for the parents that I have in our district.
Is it more than just their support of their children? Do they volunteer for different things then too?
Yes, I have parents volunteer to take kids places if I can't. Parents volunteer to help out with stuff. I've had some parents volunteer to help run the food stand, to help run different activities. always willing to help chaperone events. So it's really, they don't just help their kids, they're great supporters of our chapter as well.
Boy, that's so cool to be able to have that to lean on, because it's so important, to, especially in a small school, to have that kind of volunteer spirit in a small organization.
Yes, it's huge.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about some of the fun stuff that you're doing this week for FFA Week. You mentioned the breakfast. That's always kind of fun. Have you done that already?
Yes, we had our breakfast Wednesday morning. I had shifts. Kids got here. We started about 6:10, started serving parents and faculty and community members about 7:30. Finished that up around 8 o'clock when school started, got stuff cleaned up. We had a really good turnout for it. Tables were full. We went through food like crazy, so that was fun. We do dress-up days every day, so Monday through Friday we have a different dress-up day. Yesterday was tractor day, so we had some kids that drove some tractors to school. So it was fun to see the kids be able to get their tractors out and bring them to the school and have them parked in the parking lot and have them taking up 3 or 4 spaces.
That's a long hill to head up there to get to the school.
It is, yes.
Especially in a slow-moving vehicle like that.
Mm-hmm.
The kids love to participate. I know I was visiting with Eric Miller in the Atlantic FFA program the other day, and he said some of the non-FFA kids were talking about driving their garden tractors to school. They wanted to participate.
Yep, I made sure to emphasize last week and the week before when we were talking about these that we want every kid in the school to participate to help us celebrate the National FFA Week. So we've had some kids that aren't in FFA participate with us. We've had faculty ask if they can help participate or if they can dress up, and I said, you're more than welcome. The more the merrier. So it's really cool to see that.
That is a lot of fun. Hey, I know during different times of the year you have an opportunity for the kids to participate in different contests for different things, too. Are you pretty active in that?
Yes, we do livestock judging all throughout the summer and some stuff through the winter for livestock judging. We have career development events, which we had sub-districts in December. And I have some kids that are advancing to districts on March 5th in Adair Casey. I had 2 students that applied to be district officers, so that'll be fun to see. This past year we didn't do it, but we do soil judging. We participate in the Envirothon and Red Oak, just a bunch of different, pretty much anything you can think of I try to get kids involved in.
Do you look at FFA as also part of the outreach program that you have with the community? A school needs to be connected to its communities also, and this is a way for kids to kind of reach outside the school walls?
Yes. We have a lot of organizations that come to us and ask if our students are willing to help like with the banquet, or we help with the mud bogs, or we help with various other organizations in the community. It's a great way for the kids to get out and interact with other people to show that we're willing to help and that tell them and explain, you know, what FFA is and how they can always turn to us if they need any help with anything.
Haley, as an educator, how important is it for you that these kids are learning more than just, book skills? They're learning life skills.
When I first decided that I wanted to be a teacher, my biggest thing was that I want to teach kids something that they can take out of school when they walk out of those doors after their senior year. I want to be able to teach them things, like you said, life skills that they're going to be able to use every day. And it's really important for me to see that. I want kids, yes, it's important to have the book stuff, but I also want to teach kids, like you said, life skills, stuff they can use outside of here. And that's going to help them a lot more in certain situations than they think it won't later in life.
Well, and of course, as you do this for a number of years down the road and you start to see some of the youngsters that you had in your local FFA chapter go on to college and maybe come back and start to work in an ag industry somewhere using the skills, some of the skills that they learned through FFA, that's just going to be a great experience.
Yes, it'll be very exciting to start to see kids come back here and contribute to the local communities through an ag background.
You bet. Well, what can folks outside the school do to help support FFA?
If you have any questions on anything, feel free to contact us. We can help you out with anything. We're always looking, to help out organizations. We are still taking donations for the food stands that we're building at the Cass County Fairgrounds, FFA food stands, so if they'd like to support that way. Just showing up to events, telling kids how much they appreciate what they do is a big thing, too.
Lots of ways that they can help support just by being there and kind words and helping out when they can.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Haley, thanks so much for your time and all that you do for the young people. And, hey, have a happy FFA week.
Thank you very much.